call to order the special monthly meeting of the Kituit Fire District's Prudential Committee of October 2019. May I have the roll call, please?
Fran Parks, Prudential. Lisa Mycock Kelly, Prudential.
Silvio Genau, Prudential. And may we stand, please, for the Pledge of Allegiance. Go to the first topic and most important topic of this meeting, the special district meeting discussion. So, in preparation for what we discussed in the previous meeting, I've been emailing back and forth with the consultants, and they had a couple of questions that I wanted to discuss with you. And hopefully, if we can, and hopefully it wasn't too short of a notice, we can leave today with a date for the special district meeting, because I've gotten concerns about the fact that it is getting late in the season. We don't want to, you know, schedule a meeting for too late, so let's work on that. So I've spoken to Catherine and Giardi at the architectural firm, and they said, first things first, I asked them if under their budget they were able to do a meeting. So they said yes, they have one meeting available in their budget, and that it seems that it would be preferable for them to attend an informational meeting. So, like we talked about, kind of schedule that as quickly as we can, have them down, do a Q&A session with residents who attend. But I also make sure I ask them if there's any way they could be available for the special meeting, even though they had concerns about the fact that maybe outsiders are not allowed to speak.
Well, they can speak.
And that's what I said to her. Obviously, we can. So let's start first with the questions that they had. So the first question was if they wanted us to review the renovation expansion project and note that it was determined to be a little bit more expensive than we thought.
Three sentences.
Yeah. Just not to go into a lot of detail, right. But yeah, explain the reasoning behind it. Then the other question was if our committee would be putting together a financing slide to show to the voters. Is that something that we can ask Ray to work on based on what would the expected cost would be?
Well, I'm sure the chief will help us with
that.
Or the chief or something.
Okay.
So I will tell her that. And then they would like to know if they can review the PowerPoint with someone from the committee ahead of time if need be.
Review the what?
The PowerPoint. Once they create the PowerPoint. So the way that I see it, you two were involved in the project from day one. Let's pick one of the two of you, so that way there's no quorum issues.
Right. Or,
so if you don't mind,
post.
Fran, would you like to review it?
Yeah, I can look at it. I mean, we don't have to do it here. They can just send it to me, and I can review it online.
Correct. Perfect.
Yeah.
That's it. All right. So I will get back to her about that, and I'll let her know also that we're interested in them attending the special meeting. They did say that if we would ask them to attend the extra meeting because within their budget, as I mentioned, they have one meeting available, it would be $500 to attend the special meeting.
Okay. I think that is worth
it. That's reasonable.
I think that we have to give the voters two opportunities to question them in the event that they can't make the first informational meeting.
So do we need to vote? Should we vote on spending that money in that way, or we just agree to it, or?
Do we have any idea how much we've already spent?
I do not.
Yeah. So, you know, we may already have $500 in there.
Okay.
If we don't,
let's make a vote just in case. In the case that we don't, we can appropriate $500 for that purpose. So I make a
motion.
Okay.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, so moving on to the next thing, when should we schedule the informational meeting for? So let's open the calendar. Obviously, Freedom Hall. Go ahead.
I was thinking the second week in November.
That sounds good to me.
And then the third week in November have the special district meeting.
That sounds good to me.
And then Charlie will have time to, he can post the notice of the special district meeting. It has to be posted for 2 weeks.
Okay. So the second week would be the Veterans Day week, 11th to the 15th? Okay.
Yeah.
Any day, preferable day, or obviously not Veterans Day?
Well, we have to be careful of conflicts here with meetings. Assuming the fire commissioners will be back here on the water commissioners.
Mm-hmm. They meet on Wednesdays.
We can do it. We can do it Wednesday.
Wednesday the 13th?
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have the Wi-Fi in here already up and running? Oh, okay. Thank you.
Water commissioners meet the third Wednesday.
Okay, so that's not going to be a conflict because this is the second Wednesday.
Fire commissioners meet on Tuesday.
Okay. So we're proposing to, and I understand we're just looking at the calendar to make sure that Freedom Hall is available, but the special informational meeting, if I can keep my calendar open, would be November 13th with the special district meeting on the 20th.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And pending that pending no conflicts with the calendar.
I don't think there are. Well, the 20th might be a problem, but I'm sure we could convince the water commissioners to move their meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So how about the 14th and the 21st? How about the 12th and the 19th?
That's Veterans Day, I believe, isn't it?
Veterans Day, the 11th.
And the 11th.
Yeah.
Okay. How about the 15th and the 22nd?
No, those are Friday nights. I don't think that'd be a good draw.
I'd do the 13th and the 20th, and I think we could, you know, ask the water commissioners to reschedule their meeting.
Okay. So the 13th is available? So let's do that.
Okay.
And then nobody has to move.
Correct. So I'll make a motion to have an informational session for the renovation project of the fire station on the 13th and to hold a special district meeting to discuss the appropriation of funds for the design of that project on November 19th.
It's for the meeting is to discuss money for a district office, not renovations to the fire department.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Expansion district office of the fire district.
Fire district.
The fire department building or the fire station. Do I have?
It's a separate building.
Freestanding.
All right.
Freestanding building.
Let's start from scratch. I'd like to make a motion to have an informational session on November the 12th.
13th.
November 13th. And a special district meeting on November the 19th to discuss the renovation of a freestanding building next to the fire station for the purposes of office space for the fire district.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. All right. So moving on to other business topics not anticipated by the chair.
Can we go back to?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
So we need to do some sort of publicity to get people aware of both the informational meeting and the special district meeting. I don't know how much money is. We don't have the Prudential Committee or the Treasurer's Office doesn't have any money for publicity.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing to do would be to pay for a special issue of the Civic Association newsletter because that goes to everybody in Kituit. I think that's somewhere around $500, the printing and the mailing. We do have our own bulk mailing stamp. other than that, we could also, you know, bulk mail some postcards just to inform people.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, I imagine it's no more expensive to do a postcard.
Yeah.
And there is no, I know the deadline has passed for the next, and I'm sorry, I'm looking at at Carol for confirmation that the that it's passed. So I'm not. It might be more eye-catching to do a postcard rather than a mailer. I just don't know. I'm just.
I think it's 6-1, half dozen of the other, actually. So the other thing I was thinking of was asking the architects if we could have some plans for the building that we could just set up on a on an easel in the library.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe one at the fire station, mm-hmm. so people can come look. And you know, we could do some public service announcements; those are free. Mm-hmm. And you know, we have signs for the special district meeting, but those don't go up for until a week before the mm-hmm. before the meeting.
Can and I'm sorry to interrupt. Can we put a bulletin in the Barnstable Patriot?
Sure.
That just you know they do the local village. Once you know they rotate the villages, and maybe we can get in for the Kituat.
I don't know when they're due for another yeah. Kituat section, but
it's been a couple weeks because we advertised in the Kituat, and I know it was a couple weeks ago. So we're probably coming back around in rotation.
Yeah.
I think those are all excellent ideas. If you don't mind taking the lead on that, Fran, I'd really appreciate it. And any help you need from us, let us know.
I'm happy to contact the Patriot because okay. we just advertised with them, and so I'm kind of. And again, I know that you have other things, but before I forget, because that's going to happen, is there any? May I ask, Carol? And I know that you can't speak on behalf of the entire Civic Association, but would the Civic Association be willing to put out a mass email, perhaps, to your email?
Yeah.
Okay.
Please identify yourself.
That's
too.
Not a problem.
Thank you.
Not everybody gets that.
Yeah, I know.
Carol Zace, 86 Putnam Avenue, member of the Kituat Civic Association. Yes, I know. I talked with the board last week when we met that we would be willing to help, and everybody, I recall, was fine.
Okay. Great. No.
No, thank you very much.
I don't think it's a problem.
Okay, thank you.
And if you need to contact us for anything, let us know. And please thank Jim and the whole board with helping us out for this. We really appreciate it because it's kind of, I understand maybe it could look a little hasty, but we want to make sure we have enough people here to make the special district meeting worth everybody's while.
All right. So and I had a couple other yep. things. I think probably it would be wise for us to get a legal opinion about the hazards of staying where we are upstairs in terms of liability for either somebody falling down the stairs or at some point we're going to need, you know, some of our treasury staff, sadly, is going to want to move on. And we won't be able to, you advertise for somebody to go up there and if somebody's handicapped,
mm-hmm.
you know, 911 lawyer because, you know, we can't accommodate them.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, I don't know much about grants, but I did find one Housing and Community Facilities Programs National Office, U.S. Department of Agriculture, which is a, you know, a grant program. I don't know if anybody knows grant writers or, but I think that would be something that, you know, we could, you know, inform the public that we are looking into grants to help with the financing of this building.
That's a great idea, absolutely. And when it comes to the legal opinion, I think we all know what that's going to be. But to have something in writing, I don't have a problem with that either because it'll give us the impetus to say this is one of the reasons or the main reason why this mm-hmm. is happening. So do we have any a line item in our budget for legal services, but beyond?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, so this is not something that we need to vote on.
No.
Okay.
No.
So, yeah, as a committee, we agree we should do that. Let's contact legal counsel about that. The new firm that we discussed.
Got you
we're
got yeah, you
all
right.
Yeah. Any other comments?
That's it.
Well, I think with respect to the grant writing, does anybody know any grant writers? I know one, but she does it for her own nonprofit. I could reach out and ask her if she knows of any that might be willing to help us.
I think that's an avenue that we need to
absolutely.
Explore.
Absolutely. That's a great idea. Absolutely. Anything we can do to lessen the burden, it's a good idea. Excellent. Any other comments? Okay. So moving on to other business topics not anticipated by the chair. I want to talk about Freedom Hall and the upcoming project, because there was a lot of confusion with that. I've been in contact with a contractor, obviously, because we're getting to the point where he was supposed to get started. He's given me a firm date of next Thursday, or this Thursday, the 10th. Okay. So materials are being delivered. A container for the disposal of the old building and other things is going to be delivered, too. So that's one of the conversations that I needed to have with either of you, because they'll need access to the building, keys to the building. I don't know if we have an alarm.
We don't have an alarm, but I can take care of that. Plus, right. I want to make sure that all of the electronics and the thermostats and everything are properly covered.
Correct.
So they don't get any dust
exactly.
in them.
So if I can get him in touch with you, that'd be great.
Yeah.
I'll give you his phone number. He probably won't be down on Thursday. I think he mentioned he wanted to be down here on Thursday with his foreman, but for the most part, who we really want to talk to is the foreman, not him, because the foreman's going to be here all the time. So we can just get project updates from the foreman, and he'll have the keys and the ways to access here. The other thing is I would like to let him know next door that this will be happening, because obviously some of those spots will be taken up by the materials and the container. But other than that, should be pretty straightforward. Taking this floor out, putting new floor in, getting out. They understand that there's a deadline in their contract at the end of the month, and they also understand that we have elections here. I told them on the 4th, I think it's the 5th, not the 4th, but I told them on the 4th.
Yeah, well, so the 4th is the day that
they set up anyway.
Set up.
Correct. So that's why I figured, and he's very well aware of that. So hopefully we don't have any issues in that regard, but I am personally happy to say that we're finally getting this done. Because it's been a lot of work, a lot of phone calls with this gentleman, but I'm very excited about this. It's a long time coming, as you could probably tell me more than I can. Other than that, that's all I have. They're interested in meeting with us before and during the project. So as I mentioned, I can put them in touch with you, and you can go over any comments or questions that they may have. If that's okay.
That's fine. Can I the grates here, I'm just noticing, are those metal?
Yes, they are.
Yeah. Are we going to replace those? Or?
No, they're going to take them up and sandblast
them
correct.
And paint,
okay.
them, and paint
them
and
put them
back.
Okay, great.
Because they're part of the air circulation.
And they're going to do the edge here, as you can see. Mm-hmm. This trim, like back there, is a little in rough shape. I think they said they were going to do that.
Yeah, they're going to put quarter round all the way around.
Quarter round, exactly. Okay. So. All right. That's what I have on that. Any other comments? All right. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
No public comment. Special meeting. Sorry. That's fine.
So moved.
All those in favor?
Aye.